This guy who has like the smallest dick ever that got so many girls was a crazy womanizer for some weird ass reason. One of my other friends fucked him and he peed the bed.
So like you have while a small he was dick. Sleeping?
Yeah. And then he blamed
he's
her.
Like drunk or, what, he said she peed them?
He said that she peed.
Maybe she lied to you.
Right. We'll never know. So would you rather have a girl that had like a really beautiful face and like not really that nice of an ass or like tits?
You stare at a face every single day.
It's the first thing that people see.
And I'm a boob. I mean, a butt.
You're a butt guy.
Yeah.
You're a butt. Like
pretty face, nice butt.
Yeah. I think you can get away with no tits.
Yeah. I think it's kind of trendy now.
I think that's like
not no tits, but like smaller tits.
Smaller titties.
That's like a maturity thing,
it's
right?
It's whatever the Kardashians do. They start downsizing everyone. Then it becomes a thing.
I know. Why are they in control of the trends? At one point, there was literally a guy who, he's probably going to hear this, but he was like, I'll meet up with you for coffee for 15 minutes for $10,000.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.
Bro, what the fuck are you looking at?
CC Rose.
Lock in. CC? You looking at CC's thing?
Mm-hmm.
You've been talking about her a lot lately.
She's been on my mind.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Wait, her Twitter or what? You're looking at her Twitter right now?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do if she pulled up? We could get her here. Have a time not even be able to focus? Well, then it is your lucky day. CC, everybody!
Whoa! Oh, but I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry. I mean, maybe not. This is
he didn't notice. He didn't notice you there. He didn't notice you there.
Wow, you've been there the whole time.
That was promo.
Wow.
Let me see your nails. I'm a nail guy.
Do you like my nails?
Yeah, I like that color.
You are a nail guy. Let me see your nails.
I mean, I don't get my nails done.
No, those cuticles are like perfectly cuticled.
People are always talking about. Nah, I get pedicures sometimes. I never got a manicure before though.
Let me actually.
I
kind of need to cut my nails.
I need to cut them kind of, but
okay. I've never seen nails that look like this before. In my entire
they're round, right?
They take up your entire fingertip.
Wasn't I just that? Yeah, dude. The last episode, I was like, like people sometimes say I have weird fingers. And she was like, no, they're not. I was like, you're the first person to say that they look like
they're good. Strange.
Like people, like girls more than anyone note, like, is it your hands? Like, I don't even know how they notice it.
Yeah, they should be in a museum.
They're like round. Yeah, I don't know what's good with it.
It could be a hand model.
Like it grab, they grab really good.
I don't really feel like you could. I don't know. They're just like really different.
The last girl said, she was like, you should be a hand model. Nah.
I love them.
She's already lying to me.
I'm not really a great liar either.
Yo.
Yeah.
What's your type?
What do you think my type is?
I don't know you that well yet.
Yeah. I feel like.
I actually haven't consumed any of your content yet, so I don't have
you really
any.
Shouldn't
and is I there a correlation to your type and type of people you
honestly,
make content
no,
with
no not really because I feel like when you do porn you kind of just fuck
it's like work
whoever
yeah
comes your way
so it's not like a taste thing
it's not but in my personal life I really like a guy who maybe looks like a hockey player he looks like some bad news a mustache a couple tattoos
the bad boy you're describing like
little,
an LA guy kind of
yeah
and you're not from out here.
No, I'm actually from New York. I'm from like upstate New York.
Wow.
Syracuse.
We seen, yeah.
How far from Rochester?
You get a lot of people from Syracuse?
No, upstate New York. Just like upstate New York. Like the Northeast for whatever.
Not a lot of people. Just one other person. Just one other person.
Yeah, so it's probably like an hour from Rochester. Yeah, it's like a fucking snowstorm there right now too.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Pittsburgh, not too far away.
Oh, really?
It's a fucking snowstorm there too right now.
Yeah.
That's why I got the fuck out. That's probably, you live in Miami.
Right.
No
yeah,
more
I think
snow.
Yeah.
And it's been cold.
In Miami, you think? It's been like a little cloudy, yeah.
Not here. It's fucking freezing here.
You think it's freezing here? Well, that's a, like, no. Are you all right? Oh, you are cold. You have bad circulation. It's those fucking.
That's what he said yesterday. He said, I think I have bad circulation.
Yeah, you must.
I think it's because he's so tall.
And everyone
blood takes
like,
longer
you work
to get
out
to where
so
it's
much. Like,
go.
No way you, like, have bad circulation. I think I might. Like, my hands are always
yeah,
cold.
Yeah, you probably do.
But LA's cold. When I go outside, I'm fucking cold.
Yeah, I'm not.
I think it's because I lived in Miami maybe for like 3 years or something.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like New York is literally like just changes. So fucking brutal. Like, the reason that I left was because I was going into my apartment and it was so windy that the wind, like, smacked me in the face, was burning the shit out of, like, my cheeks. I was like, okay, why am I living somewhere where my face hurts when I go outside?
Can't,
like, do I fucking
people,
hate myself?
I was always thinking that, like, what is like my whole family still lives in Pittsburgh like everyone I'm like related
yeah,
to
like,
pretty
why
much
are you guys all
it's
right?
Like what like what made everyone think this is the spot like there's so like
yeah.
This is the spot
you're don't gonna, you feel like it's your duty to save them
nah they're past the like what
oh,
my
really?
Parents and shit my grand like everybody like what are you
I'm trying to move my
point?
Whole family out to Miami
and I'm sure like maybe my parents would tie to Miami though maybe Florida. You want your family to live in
Miami?
Miami?
Yeah, and they're like the most like conservative, like normal people ever. And I'm like, we need
put them
to
in like
be
West
in
Palm or something or Boca. Miami's like
I probably should. Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
Miami's
though.
The number one OnlyFans city
I
in the country.
Per capita. Which is crazy.
And we're part of that now.
Which is a great segue.
We're part of the percentile.
Do you do OnlyFans? No, you don't.
So look at me now.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, look at you?
She doesn't know what you're about, Mitch.
You're a cutie boy. Oh. I mean, to be honest, I've like, you know, done a few scenes with some porn guys that, I mean, you really blow them out of the water.
Oh,
really?
Not to be mean, because I actually think you're an attractive guy.
Thank you.
But like, I'm just saying, like, you don't need to be like a fucking crazy stud.
Like a huge dick?
No, I get it.
Like,
honestly, you don't even really need to have a big dick. Mm-hmm. You just have to be like a performer.
Yeah.
Really?
In my opinion.
You
need
you can't have a little dick and do porn.
I mean, you can't have a small, tiny dick. But
what's a tiny dick to you?
Anyone would think a tiny dick was maybe like this big. A pinky.
Like hard that big?
Agreed.
Yeah, that's a thing. My ex-girlfriend stayed with a guy for 5 years who had a tiny little
boyfriend dick.
Whatever the.
And he turned her to a lesbian.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but he actually got so many bitches too. He was like idealistically pretty hot. Yeah.
But a lot of repeat visitors are just like one and done's because he isn't very.
Repeat visitors.
Was it about the motion of the ocean?
I don't know what it was.
Is he like eat goes out good or something? Like,
I don't know, but I can't even say.
I can just imagine. What's a big dick? What's a big dick?
I was
going
to say something and then I'm like, I just can't even.
Wait, what were you going to say? Oh, you want to say it?
No, because what if one of my friends like said, like,
well, take it out.
Okay, who knows? Okay, yeah. One time, who really gives a fuck? But anyway, this guy who has like the smallest dick ever that got so many girls was a crazy womanizer for some weird ass reason. Uh-huh. To be honest, like, I didn't even think he was that attractive because he was bald. Mm-hmm. That's just not really like my forte. That makes sense. Anyway, one of my other friends fucked him and he peed the bed. Yeah.
So, like, while he was sleeping?
Yeah, and then he blamed
was
her.
Was he drunk? Well, he said she peed to them?
He said that she pissed.
Maybe she lied to you.
Right. We'll never know.
This isn't a porn industry person, though.
This is just a regular, degular.
So a little dick is like that. What's a big dick?
I would say a big cock was maybe like...
A big cock.
I know. My verbiage.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, we're in my big bad. Dick. Big. I don't really say the word cock.
Give us a range.
Big schlong. Maybe like...
Damn.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty big. Dread?
That's
like,
huge.
Are you guys familiar with Dread from porn?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's the biggest. I've never taken that before, but that's the biggest dick I've probably ever seen.
That's it. That's like a foot. You just showed a foot long.
Right.
12 inches.
I have this thing in my mind that, like, if I take, like, I was always kind of against taking crazy big dick because I'm like, if I take dick that big, am I going to be permanently a little bit?
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe. You know, definitely a little damage is sitting around.
I would just
feel
like I gave birth or something, and then I'm just, I know that people say that your vagina snap back, but it's like, do they though?
You have to find out.
So. Right. I don't really know. Have you guys ever had, well, you guys have probably fucked.
Do you think I have a big maybe? Dick or a little dick? You think I could hurt somebody or not really? You can be honest with me. That's not going to hurt my feelings. I know what I have. So like, I mean,
I think you have big dick energy.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. But I think you have small dick probably.
Okay. I'll show you. You can tell me. I'll show you.
It's actually always the guys that are super tall that are like, oh, you probably assume that they're packing that don't, they're not really like showing up and showing out down there for some
reason.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's a correlation.
I don't know, but like, I have noticed that like shorter guys really.
I'll show you out there. You can tell me what you think.
Put in the work.
You can tell me small or not. You won't hurt my feelings.
You can show me right now if you want. This
nah,
is
see, this
space.
Is a YouTube. Like if we were doing some pillow talk shit.
We're not going to show it. Just. I mean, we're obviously not going to show it.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
You're going to show
not
me your
my
dick?
Dick, but.
That's what they did on Pillow Talk. They get naked on there. You did that one? You know what that is?
Yeah, I did Pillow Talk.
That's what I thought you did.
Oh, I did get naked. See,
yeah,
I'm
I was
like so
say.
Desensitized
yeah.
to getting naked.
Like,
that
I didn't
I'm
get,
like, no,
oh,
I didn't.
Oh, yeah, I guess I did.
Yeah,
Ryan Pownall.
Yeah.
You know him?
Yeah.
That's
I love
my boy.
Him.
That's my boy.
He's so great.
I was like one of their first episodes, like before he even started filming Pillow Talk in Canada. I mean, in LA.
LA, yeah.
He was filming it in Canada, and I did
really?
It like 3 years ago. I did his show.
They do some crazy ass shit. Like, I think all that I did on there was flash my tits, which is just like everyone and their mother and their brother and their sister.
Seen
and
some
their
boobies,
uncle.
Yeah. It's not that.
My tits.
Yeah.
No one gives a shit. But
yeah, people fucking on there.
Yeah, people were straight up having like human centipeding, like eating each other out.
You watched it?
Yeah.
Wait,
explain that. I wasn't sitting there like with my legs open diddling myself, but I like stumbled upon it. I saw it. Yeah.
Wait.
You didn't see that?
I never saw like the premium, like I've seen the Pillow Talk, but not when it gets.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't pay for it or anything.
So how'd you see it?
It was.
Oh, you were there.
It was just like a blurred out little clip that I like stumbled upon. Somewhere.
Like on Instagram.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. They like alluded to the fact that that's what was going on, but I
how does that work? Human set. I know what human centipede is, but that's like
you never saw the movie.
No, I know what the movie is, but in like a
I think it's just three people.
It was like three girls
eating each other's butts.
And the girl
like
was
how
eating
does that,
like her, you know, mm-hmm. I think
from behind, think like they're on all pussy. Fours and stuff.
Yeah.
Like this. And like on their hands and knees. And then someone
like,
behind.
The logistics?
Do you know what I mean? Like I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Like I'm on my hands and knees and you're on your hands and knees.
Behind you.
You're eating my ass.
Yeah.
And then he's eating your ass.
Oh shit. Human right. centipede.
I would kind of want to be the leader.
Have you done? Have you never? You've experienced that or not?
The human centipede situation? Mm-hmm. No.
Nah. Would you?
Yeah, probably.
Are you like pretty down for anything?
I would honestly.
How long
just,
have you been in the in like the?
Oh my god,
sex
such a
working
short
world?
Period of time. Maybe like 5 months.
And you're down? Like you're.
I'm pretty much down to do anything. Weirdly enough, like in my personal life, but for porn, I'm not. Because I'm like, I just want to like, I don't know why.
Even wait, you're not down in porn to do anything?
No.
Okay. In her personal life, she is, though.
Why in is my that? Personal life, I'm like, yeah, let's fucking go. Do mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. But in
is
porn.
It, is it it's just business or?
Well, I mean, I have a good time doing porn, of course, but it's not really like an assumed thing. Of course I do. Some mm-hmm. people fucking do porn and they absolutely hate,
hate it.
Yeah.
Like you enjoy the, like.
I have a good time doing porn.
Like it feels good or not?
It's yeah.
Is it way different than like having sex not for entertainment?
Oh, for sure. But
like you
for feel, me,
do you act different or is it like porn scene when you're like hooking up with someone that you
I mean I
met
feel
at
like,
the club?
Yeah, I feel like for me I'm like equally as into it, which is kind of strange because it's like, I mean, I have my choice. I can fuck someone that I actually really like to mm-hmm. off camera and I'm gonna mm-hmm. be really into them. If I'm fucking someone I don't really like that much in porn, like I'm also really into them, but that's because mm-hmm. the fucking cameras are going and it's like showbiz, going. Baby. Yeah, like let's
think that'll
go.
Stay longer than 5 months. Like, do you think if you're in it for like a year or so, that's gonna be like,
yeah,
that?
For sure.
Really?
Because I'm like weirdly passionate about it. Because if I'm doing
that's
it,
good.
I'm like,
you
we
gotta
do
it
well. I'm not gonna be a porn star that someone's like, oh, she's just pretty, but like she can barely take dick.
You can't
and
go
all
half
she does
it.
Is sit there and moan and say, yeah.
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 That's like, what the bad porn stars do.
Well,
she can't take dick.
She can't take dick.
That's beef. That's what like the porn girls beef with
she
each other. Like,
dick. Yeah,
she
that's
doesn't
like,
even take dick.
Yeah,
like,
that's the insult. I don't know. Like, I choose not to take big dick because mm-hmm. I know that I can't.
Oh, you
choose?
They like show you like, oh, not that one.
Well, yeah. Like I've opted out of like a couple of scenes before, like Brickzilla.
Mm-hmm. No,
you're
I don't.
Familiar with him?
Sounds
mm-hmm.
dense.
Brickzilla. Doesn't he sound violent?
Yeah.
He actually quite literally looks like he was in a gang at one point. Probably still is.
I was. Yeah.
Which is fine. I kind of like a gangster, but mm-hmm. I'm just like, mm-hmm. no, not if you have like a fucking dick that looks like it weighs 50 pounds.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I know, like, so I played football in college, and what I notice is black dudes are like showers, kind of like, obviously, more
oh,
often than
sure.
not, like big dicks, but when they're soft, it's like a big dick. Like,
it's just a big dick all around.
White, like, more often in my, like, from being in locker rooms and shit. Like, no one's, like, hard. There's no bone. Like, for the most, like, no one's, like, hard in a locker room.
Right.
But, like, you see dick. And yeah. The black dudes would be hanging, like, loose dick. And then white dudes, like, aren't soft. And it's, like, smaller. But, like, so, like
yeah.
I mean, I didn't
and it's
see
just, like,
any of hard
around
dick. But, like,
yeah, they're just really, like, they just show up and show
that's
out.
What I don't,
in anything that they're wearing.
If, like, my, like,
they
if
don't
it
care.
Didn't,
and like, no
if it didn't, like, shrink down, I feel like it'd be hard to, like, do sports and shit and work, like, you know what I mean?
Like, how are you doing anything
like it's just
with
in
that
the way?
Big fucking
like, how's
off?
That shit? Like, you're like, you know what I mean? It's like having something in your pocket and you're like trying to play basketball. Like, I don't know. Like,
right.
That's what I would
at
think.
A certain point.
Right. A big dick is pretty inconvenient.
I mean,
too big. Yeah.
Like,
probably.
All the time.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
If you have to handle it all the time, like, yeah.
Are you just saying that because you have a small dick?
No. I'm just saying like
that's like me being like a big fat juicy ass and huge fake bouncy boobs. So inconvenient.
I'm saying if like if I walked around with like hard dick the whole time, it'd be like hard, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No pun intended. It'd be like hard to.
But don't you think you'd like it because like you could wear like, you know, those mm-hmm. those joggers and girls would be like,
see
oh,
it?
No, well,
but, like
I like a little imprint.
I mean, yeah, you could see it still, but I wouldn't want it to be like full.
Not
that's
like
awkward
not like it's
almost.
A thing, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like
know.
You just pop
you
a Cialis, like,
around.
Every
yeah,
second
just walking
of your
around
life.
Bricked up all
yeah.
the time.
Bricked that's up. And a new thing I noticed, girls have their nipples out nowadays. Like,
well, they're just not wearing bras,
when they're
going,
right?
You know what they're
it's
doing?
It's a new thing, like,
no.
I saw that, the skim.
They're doing the skim bra. Mm-hmm. That's
which made
the cheat
me think
code.
Of it, because everyone was saying there should be a dick print pants for guys.
There should be.
Like, you know what I mean? So if you can just pretend your nipples are hard all day.
Right.
Like, make pants that have, like, something going on. Just
but then I do feel like that's kind of, like, it crosses the line of being, like, a little catfishy.
Not for sure.
Because it's, like, the boob thing with the nipples, it's, like, well, we, most of us, at least, we have
yeah.
nipples. You guys know that we have nipples.
Imagine you just
but, like, if it's,
nipple.
Like, a big-ass, like, fucking imprint of, like, a cock that mm-hmm. you don't have, it's, mm-hmm. like, Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I mean, you find out probably, like, if you, you know what I
but
mean?
But
yeah.
Is there, like, a double standard? Like, okay, guys like to see girls walking around, like, with their tits out, right? But, like, do girls necessarily want to see that every single day?
I feel like it.
I would say more often.
Not
like,
you.
Non-porn
not
stars, probably not.
Right, yeah, like, non-porn stars.
How often do you shoot, like,
scenes?
Oh,
a normal person.
Yeah.
Does
I mean,
normal
we're normal,
want, like,
but...
talk in their face all the time?
Like a normal girl who doesn't do porn?
Right.
Like if they
like
saw
a Karen. Like does a Karen want to see a cock around the office all day?
Karen doesn't count. You have to see a normal person. Karen doesn't like anything.
I think they do.
Yeah?
Subconsciously, though.
I think girls also are like equally as perverted as guys, and girls also want to see cock. Like,
really?
The
they'll
time.
Never admit
it. I don't know. I don't know if that's...
No, am
like,
I speaking for myself?
Yeah, I think you are.
Okay, I'll shut up.
I think that's a sex like sex worker...
Mindset,
yeah.
Yeah.
How often do you shoot scenes, like full porn scenes?
Okay, so I did porn for about maybe like 5 months, I would say. And then I actually stopped for a little bit. So I stopped 2 months ago. Studio porn.
So now you don't do it anymore?
I just don't do it currently.
Because OnlyFans or what?
It was like a mix of a few things, to be honest. So I like, and I talked about this on a different podcast. I like fell in love with this guy. He's also a porn guy. Mm-hmm. And then you know how it's cool in the beginning and till it's not. They don't really love it. And then you're like, well, I'm in love with you, so whatever. Mm-hmm. So I stopped for a little bit.
Yeah, that what? So you're saying it kind of made you uncomfortable? He was fucking like he was a porn star when you were like in love
with
him?
Oh, no,
wait,
actually.
You saying it was kind of fun?
Oh, yeah, actually, okay. So I understand how it seems. So it seems like I was the one that had a problem with it. No, it was actually him.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he had.
I got that.
Yeah. He had a problem with it.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
I think I kind of, but didn't he know when he started dating? Like what?
Yeah, you know what you sign up for.
Like,
but
yeah,
it's
no,
like,
it's like it's cool until it's not cool.
It
and
really
it
is.
It became not
I
cool.
I would struggle with that. I'm not going to lie.
Well, any person that I talk to, they're like, unfortunately enough, I understand. You know? And like they understand in the sense of like they don't want their significant other fucking someone unless you're really fucking off the chain. Yeah. And you're just
like
I don't care.
I don't think it would be as bad if like you started dating and they were like, doing porn and then he started dating and they kind of stopped like doing fucking other people like whatever happened before but like simultaneously dating someone and knowing like I don't like how often like once a week or like I don't know what is
how often was I shooting
where are you shooting like
oh my god I was shooting every single day
you were getting fucked every day
yeah I was definitely getting fucked every single day if I wasn't getting fucked
more
I was doing
one,
like, hand job scenes or I was doing blow job stuff lit. Yeah I was doing everything because I was booked really often like when I first started which like I said was literally like 5 fucking months ago I did like really well because I like told you like I was passionate about it so people were like oh yeah so I was getting booked all the time and I probably have like 60 porns that I've done and they haven't all dropped yet so
I need to watch will you show us a leaked one
should I honestly wait, I think that my best
oh let's react to one I want to see
wait,
I got a clip show us like a clip
okay
so, I didn't see the Twitter so this will be my first time seeing the good.
You want like a studio porn or do you want like a homemade
you pick actually no studio one we'll make a homemade one
genuinely he cracks himself up he's like not the first time I've used that one before. So genuinely, I think
that's honestly what I use. Like, I don't like porn. Like,
you like amateur stuff.
Like, shit that I.
Oh, you jerk off to stuff that you did? Really? Yeah, I can't really relate to that.
Big ego, huge.
No, I don't know. I think it says no. I don't even think it's that thing. I think it's like a relatable thing. Like, why OnlyFans is more successful than like Pornhub right now? Like they. Like people feel like they kind of
there's
it's
an
a connection,
intimate,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like watching two random people fuck doesn't do it for me.
Well, also studio porn is just so like, I don't know, everything's just very staged and it's very like, yeah. I also noticed too, there's such a pattern in like we're doing this position, then we're doing this, and it's the same like four or five positions, and you can put your own little twist to it and say what you want and do something kinky if you want to like you know mix it up a little bit, but it's just like it gets so.
But also,
monotonous.
Chances are if you're on like OnlyFans watching. You're subscribed to somebody that you like want to watch consistently. And like, I feel like studio is like this person matches with that person. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a consistent, it's not personal.
Yeah. I weirdly think like sometimes studio porn is like a little robotic. Mm-hmm. I just think OnlyFans and like amateur stuff is like, we can do whatever the fuck we want. Like nothing is
it's like
off
a podcast.
Table.
No rules.
Yeah. Right. So it's just like no rules. It's free reign.
How long do the scenes last? Like a studio scene?
Oh my God. Literally. It's like a full work day. Mm-hmm. It's like 8 hours.
One scene?
Well, no. I'm not getting like fucked for 8 hours.
Yeah.
I'm probably getting fucked for maybe like an hour, I would say. Yeah.
It's pretty long.
But just like breaks in between, you know?
What it, dudes like stuff just like take that. Viagra or something and just stay hard the whole time?
Are fluffers a real thing?
Fluffers, I'm the fluffer.
Yeah, I was going to say you probably yeah. don't need your
girl. But a lot of the girls that are also in the industry, in the middle of shooting when they kind of should be fluffing, like mm-hmm. in my opinion, I'm like, you really need to keep the guy horny because it's just like part of the allure mm-hmm. of it all. Mm-hmm. A guy doesn't want to fuck a girl that like in between the scene is like, ugh, can we fucking hurry this up? Yeah, and yeah, I've yeah. actually done threesomes where girls literally were like, just one more scene right in front of the guy too. Mm-hmm. And we were in a break. In between a position, and the girl goes, "Oh, just one more position, and we can just fucking wrap it up and finally go home." And the guy's like,
"Yeah, what?
That's so rude." Like, if I was like fucking a guy and he was like, "Oh, one more position, finally she yeah, comes, yeah, yeah, and then yeah. we can get the fuck out of mm-hmm. here," I'd be like,
"What a cunt!"
Yeah, yeah, I'd never want to do porn again. I'd be like so hurt by that for some reason, and like I just feel like I don't know. You got to like stay into it. You mm-hmm. got to fluff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to do some things in between. Like I like fucking in the closet really quick, and then you can. Like, you know, be excited about yeah. that. Excited enough to fuck me. Really, well, yeah, I've done that before. And like, just like be a little spontaneous and just act like you're really fucking into it.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think it's hard to turn like porn guys on because they're like kind of so desensitized to it?
More difficult
than a dude that doesn't do porn?
Honestly, no, not really. Because I think like a porn guy too is just thrown in the mix of like, you really need to fuck whoever. And mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, it's really someone that they don't want to fuck. Yeah. Like I think people envy porn guys because they have like a misconception that they get to fuck all these hot girls. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're not really fucking a lot of hot girls, to be mm-hmm. honest. And that's like, mm-hmm. not me being rude, but it's just like, you're fucking whoever they want you to fuck.
Yeah.
So like, if you have to you have to make love to someone who... sounds kind of mean, but maybe it's like 300 pounds and you have to act like she's like a really, you know, fit what kind Playboy of porn is model. That? There's porn out there for everyone. I'm sure there's there fucking
is,
but... there's
no, definitely is. That's like the
crazy ass shit. And that's what like differentiates like a just like a porn guy from like a really good like performer porn guy. Like mm-hmm. you need to like make love to like a trash can and make it look like it's like yeah. that's the love of your life who mm-hmm. you've been fucking obsessed with. Like, make it look like it's Pamela Anderson or something.
From Do you Baywatch. Like still when you were filming often like every day? And like, did you still have a sex drive to like actually hook up with someone you wanted to?
Yeah.
Same day. And did they know? Like you yeah. just got fucked on a porn scene?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Right. Yeah. I was always pretty open about it. Cause it's like, I mean, I can't.
Like a boyfriend or something? Someone you were talking
yeah.
to?
Yeah. A little fuck buddy situation. That's Sometimes crazy. They wouldn't care. But then when I got with the guy that I was with.
Yeah, he cared.
He was like, okay, this ends today. Yeah. Because it's like, after a while, it gets a little uncomfortable. Like, okay, so I just did a scene and then he just blew a load in my mouth and then I'm making out with you an hour later.
Yeah.
That's weird, right?
Be weird to me.
Unless you're into that. I don't know. No. I mean, he wasn't. So I guess it's like, yeah, it's all subjective, but it was definitely weird. I'm trying to look for this one scene.
Yeah, let's
Do you guys
see
even care to watch this? Okay. Just really
even,
quick.
Do we even care to watch this?
So I'm going to say that arguably my best scene was the first scene that I've ever done for porn.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that so strange?
Beginner's luck.
Yeah. I really fucking... talent. I killed it for some reason. It was just... That's how I knew that I was born for porn.
Sounds okay. like a sick documentary.
Bored for porn.
Born for porn. Porn.
That's the title of this episode now. Born for porn.
Okay. This is a browser scene.
Oh, shit. It's on here. Oh, is that what's that dude looks familiar?
It's Shay Mac.
Live reaction.
It's so dramatic, right? Like a movie trailer.
Sound out.
Oh, do we? Why? Yeah. We're past the.
No, we can't put the.
Can you
see
my 3 p.m.?
Yeah.
Chew you little acting.
Hey, I didn't notice your butt. You're covering it up or something.
Okay, bye.
The ending.
Damn, it sounds like he's hurting me there. Excuse me.
That's crazy. This is you. This is real people that do this.
I know, isn't it weird?
Damn, those are some crazy positions.
Throw it
he
back.
He had to be in some fucking
yeah, what?
You were in wild ass shit. Jeez. Yeah, I've actually done that like 4 times since then.
Wow.
It must be like a porn thing. Yeah.
I've never done that one.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
My favorite position, honestly, is like cliche as it sounds, is missionary.
Yeah.
I just love a good like eye contact situation.
I do too. I like it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think my least favorite. I'm like, yeah.
You knew that.
I think my least favorite is like reverse cowgirl or like
I'm not crazy style. About that. People like the girls like reverse cowgirl flat. I don't. It's not that.
There's like just that. Like, do you like do? That? Well, you like just a nice fat ass.
I'd rather like facing. I'd rather not reverse like facing.
Yeah, like face me and like look me in the eyes and like.
Guess it depends
be
who
a
it
fucking
is.
Man about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends who it is.
Be a fucking man about
right.
it.
And if you have a pretty.
Sometimes
face,
you don't want to see.
Yeah. Right. If you're fucking a girl, which I've seen like a lot of girls, really nice. Huge, juicy, fat ass, and like not really that.
Oh yeah,
like,
don't
want to
see their face.
Yeah, like,
I'm a face
around.
Guy.
I'm a face guy too. So when
I'm a face,
face
guy.
Is not a in play. Yeah.
So would you rather have a girl that had like a really beautiful face and like not really that nice of an
yep.
ass
yep.
or like tits?
Yep.
Then
yep. you stare at a face every single day.
I
see
the
first
same thing,
thing that people see.
And I'm a boob. I mean a butt.
You're a butt
oh,
guy.
Yeah.
You're a butt
like pretty,
enthusiast.
Pretty face, nice butt.
Yeah.
I think that's
so.
The that's the.
I think you can get away with no tits.
Yeah, I think it's kind of trendy now.
I think that's like
not
a
no
think,
tits, but like smaller tits.
Smaller titties.
That's like a maturity thing,
it's
right?
All, it's whatever it the Kardashians do. They start downsizing everyone. Then it
I know
becomes
why
a
are
thing.
They in control of the trends?
They started getting bigger again.
Yeah, they
people
say
started getting bigger again.
Right, they say
they do.
Their
they control
button.
It. It's you fucking people that let them control
it's
it. You guys, li-
it's
you guys
fucking
listen
horse.
To them. It's you fucking people.
Yeah, why are they the blueprint?
Whatever they start doing, whoever they start dating. That's I was hyped when Kim started dating Pete Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh,
Joey jealous
like,
from afar.
This
but
is
hyped.
My
I was like,
this
damn,
is my opportunity.
I was like, tall, skinny, what? Because they were into black dudes for like a long time, right. And it was like, fuck, like, it's a thing.
The whites
like,
are
the
back.
Kardashians are fucking black dudes, so everyone's fucking black dudes, and I'm beat.
Right.
Then she, Pete Davidson, I'm like, wait, tall, skinny, white boy.
Yeah, you
that's
had your
the
in.
New thing.
You don't have like the butthole eyes though.
No, no, no,
no.
I would hope. I think I'm a little better looking than Pete Davidson. Like, I don't think he's a great looking guy, but girls love him.
I think it's just the effect of like the people that he's been associated with.
Simple
dating.
As that.
Yeah, I say that about my ex boyfriend, who no one gave a flying fuck about until after I dated him in the city that
now
I'm from.
He gets
from,
all
where,
this ass?
Yeah. He gets so much ass. Everyone that I know has fucked him. Everyone that I know has at least been with him, obsessed with him. It's crazy. And I swear to God, and it's not that I'm some celebrity, because I'm obviously not. It's not that
you
deep.
Are, what do you mean? You're
no.
On, you're
not
on
at
Joey
all.
Joy Radio and you're a famous porn star. You're
you guys
A-list.
Are making me famous right now. Look,
good.
Mom,
you gone? And what?
I'm like, actually, Mom, don't watch this.
Well, this is like the cleanest. Your content.
Honestly, probably. Yeah, anytime I sit down doing anything like this, I just end up talking about some fucking
I mean, yeah,
stupid,
that's,
dirty
shit. That's your business.
It's like part, it's business. Part of the brand, really. Like, if I sat here and talked about, like, fucking
just like
cookie dough ice cream, like, no one gives a fuck.
If you're doing it, you're going to do it all in, so.
Yeah, we got to show up and show up. But yeah, girls are obsessed with my ex-boyfriend now.
Yeah.
I swear it's because I was obsessed with him at one point.
Yeah. That does
it's
that.
The Pete
that,
Davidson
that
effect.
Happens. Even when you start, like, dating any girl in general, I think girls are a little more, like,
like, what's he got?
Yeah, like,
yeah. What's he got going
like,
on?
It's almost like I can't have like
everybody wants what they
everyone,
can't have.
Like everyone, yeah. That's a little. I think everyone has a little bit. Yeah. Like if someone tell like you were like, don't look at my Twitter. Dying
of
to look
course,
at your
yeah.
Like,
of course,
dying to look at your Twitter.
Yeah, I feel like humans were meant to be like defined.
Break the rules a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
So you're doing it. That yeah. That's a good. You were like telling your mom not to watch it. Do your parents have like? Do they know exactly what you do?
I don't really think like to the extent that I do it, but they know like a little bit of,
you don't think any, I bet you they know more than you think they know.
Yeah, actually. So I've been trying, I don't really care too much to keep it away from my parents because they're really accepting. My uncle is like off the wall, like
whose brother?
Crazy conservative. My mom. And, on Thanksgiving, he like came up to me, he's super drunk. I know. I'm like, come on.
On
I didn't even want to see it. I don't.
Cliche,
honestly,
drunk,
right,
Thanksgiving,
yeah.
Confront.
Yeah, stumbles like right into me, like falls into me and is like, are you okay? I'm like, I mean, yeah, I'm fine. And he's
are
like,
you
no,
good?
You're not.
Yeah.
He's like, no,
he
you're
tried
not.
Try to give you like a, try to like save you talk.
Yeah,
like,
he's like, you're better than this. I was like, listen, I know.
Yeah. Would you want your daughter doing porn?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that I wouldn't. Because it's kind of her, like, everyone is, like, you know, their own
yeah,
autonomy.
Yeah, like, you feel type of way, like?
Yeah, I just feel like, I don't know. I'm just so open that I'm just, like, obviously, I don't care that I'm doing it. So I can't just be, like, kids, don't fall in my footsteps. Do I necessarily want to push it on them or anything?
Nah, yeah, yeah.
Not really. But to be honest, too, I never anticipated to have kids in my life. I was never like, I want kids.
You don't want kids?
No. Even when I was like 10, yeah, people were like, oh, are you going to grow up?
I like didn't like, no. for the longest time.
Oh,
and
now
like,
you do?
Kind of recently, I'm like, not like I want a kid now, but I'm saying like.
How old are you?
26.
Oh, you're young though.
How old are you?
I'm 27. You're a baby. Eight.
Like, I mean, I don't want kids like this second.
Yeah.
But I like some point. At least one. Unless it's a girl, then you gotta try again.
Right. No, I feel the same way. I just feel like life is just maybe a little less fun.
What?
When you have kids.
Yeah, but I think there's probably gonna be a point where you're like down to not like, I don't
to
know.
Not have that much fun anymore?
Maybe. Not have fun, but have a different kind of fun.
Yeah. Like do like a little rebrand.
Like I live in my, like I'm sure, are you going out Miami and shit right now a lot?
Here and there, but honestly not
really.
I'm
surprised because you're a beautiful girl. And you know what, I'm sure you've learned already. One thing about Miami for girls, especially pretty girls like
you. I could trick on some guys.
Not only can you make money, but everything's free. Like
any dinner,
any more than like that. That's how it is in like whatever. Not, mm-hmm. not even looking to pay for dinner, not even looking to pay for the table, like at the club, like none of that shit. So yeah. I think it's hard for girls to say no. Like for me, if everyone was inviting me out every night, like Joey, free dinner, free bottle, free, like it would be, I'd be at the club a lot. You know what I mean?
Right. It is
but
a
since
tempting.
I know I have to pay fucking $5,000 to go, it's
so
like,
expensive.
All right. I can go once a week.
Yeah.
Once,
I actually didn't even realize I didn't realize how expensive it was. Cause I come from like a small, I mean, Syracuse in a sense is like a small town. I actually come from a smaller town than Syracuse, but I say Syracuse. Yeah. And yeah, I didn't even realize that like getting like a bottle in Miami was like a grand.
Yeah, and in
like
your hometown, $100, you could buy the whole spot shots. You're like shots for everybody, and everyone's like, "You're balling." It's like,
yeah,
this is like two drinks in Miami.
Yeah, I would like bartend actually a lot at my hometown, and like a shot of Patron is maybe like $4. Yeah, and they'd be like maybe five. I don't know, but they'd be like, "Damn, that's so much." I'm like, clearly you have
never been
left
anywhere.
This fucking place.
Never been anywhere. That's like the best deal in the world.
Oh my god, it's like $30. Like
it's a scam, honestly. Everywhere else,
100%. That's a business I should be in.
Where do you go out in Miami?
I don't know. Like some, like Mr. Jones. Mr. Like Jones places like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've been to Live? You've been to 11?
I have been to Live. I haven't been to 11 now.
11's sick. Really? You would love it.
Really?
I go to
a lot of strip clubs though.
So it's not even like a normal strip club. To be honest, the strippers for me, they're like the worst part because they're kind of really aggressive and shit. Like they go up to you and like, pulling it, like come on, private rooms.
They'll get like angry.
$800, and I'm like, no, I'm good. Then they're like,
$800. That's a lot.
More maybe, like it's 11 Miami. It's like
you can fuck girls at Diamond Dolls.
Or is that out here?
Like $200.
Out here?
No, it's in Miami.
I've never been. Where's Diamond Dolls?
He's like,
I know Booby Trap. He's from there. So
yeah, Diamond Dolls. Like my friend goes there all the time. Gets sucked off for $150 and then just pieces out, or gets fucked for $200.
Now see, I'd rather go get a happy ending.
Oh really?
I love.
My friend like deters from that because he's like it's just a little more awkward.
Less awkward. It's someone that probably doesn't speak English. Like, it's not about the person doing it. You know what I mean?
Are you fucking them or are you getting sucked?
Not sucked even.
Oh, what are you getting? You're just getting jacked?
Yeah.
A Jackie Chan situation?
Yeah.
Oh.
Our next guest is named Snacky Chan, actually.
No way. Really? What's he do?
It's a girl. She does.
I go, what's he do?
She's a
OnlyFans girl? Oh, or she's a porn girl?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, like, I think she might have stopped. Like, her Twitter was wild. I don't know how wild yours was. Hers was wild, like, when I met her. And I think she deleted it now. She just like moved out here. She used to live in Miami.
Really? Like what's wild though to you?
Like fucking getting your face like fucking sloppy fucked in the woods or something. Like that's like to put on Twitter. That's like wild.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It's like a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's what, well, to you, not, but, like, that's pretty wild.
Like, I actually, like, follow this one girl on Twitter. I don't even really remember what her name. I just know her first name. She was shoving cookie dough up her ass and shitting it out.
Okay, so nothing wild like that.
Yeah,
that's like
say. Like,
who's that turning up? Like, that's just, like, someone
that's, like, very niche fetish shit.
Really disgusting. Yeah.
Did you see, do you know the one girl who, what was it, a candy cane that she shoved up? I think her pussy maybe, but it got stuck. Yeah, but then she went to the ER and got it out, and she sold the candy cane to one of her OnlyFans.
It's like minty. That might burn a little bit.
Yeah, well, maybe it's like a Sour Patch Kid one.
So it's sour. That probably burned too.
Now, I don't know if it was a real candy cane, but it was big. Like it got
maybe
stuck
it was like plastic
in there. I don't
or something.
Know.
Yeah. I feel like how can you not get that out? In porn, when you have your period, you have to shove like a little makeup sponge up your.
You don't just like take a week off.
No, we don't. Maybe we
or
should.
Hit the shower.
I mean, that's like the healthy route, but yeah, no.
You like shower sex?
No, I actually feel like it's really overrated. I passed out last time I had a shower sex.
Why? It was too hot?
Yeah, it was just like the condensation, like or what is it called? Evaporation or whatever. It was very misty in there.
So you never fucked anyone in a steam
room? Breathing really heavy. No, have you? Really? Yeah, I just feel like I'm always breathing really heavy and super into it. And then it's just like, what am I? Like, I was working myself up and I just passed out.
Yeah. I mean, shower is not less, like, I don't like it as much, not like because the steam and everything. I think like it's like not a lot of room.
Depends on the shower.
Yeah, but like, then it's like, you're tall.
Either holding someone up or like, and then it's like,
dangerous.
Like, you rather, like, just.
I also hate when I'm getting water all, like, maybe I have like a nice little makeup look on.
Yeah, if you're like giving a head in the shower, or like, someone it's all in your face and shit.
So uncomfortable.
No, I don't like like, shower sex. Like, I feel like it's like a hot, like, shower. Like, everyone thinks, like, oh, showers. It's like,
I feel like it was cool in like 2000.
It went out of style. Out.
Shower sex is not trendy anymore. Did you say
that's not even that long
ago? It was like 4 or 5 years ago that it was like. Was hot there?
I didn't know that.
There was like
hot to you,
or but you it was mean hot to me.
Like there wasn't like a
industry wide.
That's what I thought you were saying.
No, like, we all unanimously agree. Shower sex.
I think it was universal that when we all were able to have sex. Like, you know, when we were a little bit younger, we all agreed that shower sex was probably going to be the hottest thing ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then as we experienced it a little bit more, we were like, okay, wait a second.
Did you see the shower over there? My shower?
Oh, huge.
Is it nice?
Oh. You have a party in there. I discovered it today.
The game changer is there a bench in the shower?
Yeah, there is.
There is.
All the showers, actually.
Yeah, if there's a bench in the shower.
I noticed that. Is there a stool in every single shower? Mm.
Yeah, shower sex can
like
be hot.
Like a bench, like a whole fucking bench.
Because then you have,
you get that shower so big, you can do it in there. You could have both the things on, all four of them, and still not get wet. You could still
have an orgy in there.
But then you have to, like, you'd, like, stand up the whole time, pretty much, like. On the hard ground, on like tile, it's
got a stool in there.
Yeah, I did a shower scene for Brazzers, and it actually was really fucking good.
It was good.
Yeah, Damon Dice, do you know who that is? Mm-hmm. Or not really?
Spencer. I'm not. I told you I don't watch porn. I don't like porn. Like,
you didn't tell me that you don't watch porn.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, you just don't watch porn at all.
Nah, it doesn't do it for me.
Jerk off at all. You just watch. Oh, you watch your own.
Yeah, like. Yeah.
Do you ever just videos? Like not watch porn? And you just do like you use your own imagination.
Nah.
That's all that I did.
Like when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what do you mean spank?
Maybe before when I didn't have Wi Fi on the airplane or something. Yeah, the spank banking. No, I was bang banging my phone. But no, on the airplane one time. Like, I don't know. Had a boner on the airplane, like, no Wi Fi and just went in the bath. That was like imagination.
Oh, you jerked off.
You in the Mile High Club?
Of course.
Are you?
5 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Like PJ or commercial?
Commercial. What? Actually, commercial once, PJ twice.
Risky.
And then. The past 2 times that I traveled with my ex, actually, I, like, jerked him off when we were just, like, in
the
first class.
In the seat? Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get locked up for that. Met,
like, can you actually? Well, probably, right?
I mean, in the seat. Well, definitely. You know, it's in the like bathroom, I don't know, gray area.
Yeah.
I fucked up so bad. I could have been. There was this, like, woman I randomly sat next to on the plane, like, a while ago, like, 2 years ago or something. And she was, like, talking to me. She was hot. It was, like, definitely a MILF, you know? I'm sitting there the whole plane ride talking to her and whatever. She like got with like she like gave me like whatever. I didn't think she was being like I thought she was being nice, but I wasn't really flirting or anything. Like got off the plane, like whatever. Thought like that night she was like, oh my god, like one of the fucking like she was like talking crazy, and I'm like, that's what, like
oh like you could have done something to
like,
her, but
that could have happened.
You could have just like fingered her.
But I'm saying at the time I didn't know like she was down, like she like we didn't talk whatever, and then like got information, and then when she left she was like. Oh, I was like, I want, and I didn't like say that.
I think
like,
that, that happens a lot to guys. I think guys are just in the moment, like oblivious. They just don't know that that's happening, and then after they're like, "Fuck,
no, right. Not oblivious." I think it's a safe thing. Like, let me put two scenarios.
Yeah, they don't
want to
spread on too thick.
Like, if you sat next to a random guy on the plane, you could be like 90% sure if you were like, "Yo, can I suck you off?" Like, hype, do it, like. 9 times out of 10, if I'm sitting next to a girl on a plane and I try, like, if I said something like that, probably fucking like tell on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
she'd be
like this guy's like, you know what I mean?
Me too.
Whereas, like, if you were sitting next to there, you're like, even if they're like, ah, nah, sorry, like, I'm gay,
right,
like, you, it wouldn't be weird, like, they wouldn't freak out.
Yeah, I know.
The
I
risk reward isn't like, if I would have asked this woman, like, let's fucking, like, and she was like
you get you locked know, up,
it would be like, bad. Like so you're better off just not saying anything and then realizing you messed up instead of saying something and messing up in the moment. Like,
so was that the girl that you like? Did you jerk off to the girl like later on in the plane?
No. Different plane ride. Different plane ride.
Oh, it was just a missed opportunity.
Wow.
Those are two. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like there's a way that you can kind of go about it to where you're just kind of like.
I think that the double standard kicks in though for guys and girls.
Oh, totally.
Because I think a girl. maybe more like acceptable that a girl like approaches a guy to fuck, but like not the other way. It's kind of like when the fucking teacher sleeps with the student and it's like a hot woman teacher. All the guys are like,
you know, yeah, like where was okay that for some reason?
Where were those teachers when I was in school? But like if it's the other way around, like lock that dude up.
There's fucked my librarian in high school.
He's like, I've been waiting all day to say this.
Nah, you got, you were saying teachers.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. Was she hot? Well, probably really right. Hot, yeah. Really hot. Really wait, hot. That's like, was it good?
I mean, yeah, I was it, like,
was the adrenaline like just like rushing?
Like, I was like 18.
Yeah.
Was, like,
oh, so you were inexperienced.
Like I was like,
it was probably great for you then. Yeah. There's even a double standard, I think, like when it's like a hot guy and like a not attractive guy of like what you can say to a girl.
Yeah,
too.
Definitely.
For sure.
Like if, right? If you're like not attractive and you tell me to like turn around and like pull my pants down.
It's just creepy.
Show you my asshole. I'm like, ew, you're fucking gross.
Yeah.
But if you like somebody look think it's hot, like,
you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, right. If you're like kind of hot, I'm like,
I know. I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, and that's kind of fucked up to be honest, but it's the truth. Yeah. I've actually noticed that a lot of my OnlyFans guys are super hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? Guys that buy your OnlyFans?
Guys that buy my OnlyFans. How do you know really it's attractive?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Dude, Some of them. Like my friends and shit like buy girls OnlyFans. It's not weird if a normal dudes do it. Normal girls don't. Like normal straight girls don't.
Yeah, we don't care.
Buy it.
Yeah, we
don't. Like normal dudes, like there's freak creeps dudes that buy it, like majority. Mm-hmm. But like also normal dudes like want to see, like they want that too.
It's
like,
endearing. So it's, yeah, there was like a few guys that I would like.
You ever meet up with anyone that message you on OnlyFans?
No.
Would you be open to it?
No, actually, I'm like so scared. I watched so many Forensic Files. So
they think that.
I just watched so many Forensic Files. There was like a few that I was like, okay, there was like two.
A lot of Dateline.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. And some of them get so desperate that like at one point there was literally a guy who, he's probably going to hear this, but he was like, I'll meet up with you for coffee for 15 minutes for $10,000. And there was just like numerous incidences where I was just like, no, I'm just not going to meet up with you. Like, I'm sorry. Like he was just like putting it on so thick.
Yeah. Do you ever feel unsafe?
Not really. No.
No.
Should I?
No. I mean, no. I mean,
I don't know. I think I'm good.
If you're like we know somebody, right, who their location on Snapchat is just always on.
And oh my God.
Who they're related to, like directly their father is like billionaire or whatever. Oh. Like, and she just has her location on.
Yeah.
So like, obviously you probably don't, but
no,
you never feel like people are watching you or can find you easily or
in a
stalker pretty secure.
I have had like stalkers in my hometown because everyone in my hometown knows that I do it. But when I'm here, like not everyone knows, obviously. When I'm in Miami, it's like
in your hometown, it's easier to find where you live too. Like people know.
Yeah, like, people knew like every little anything about me, which is crazy. There's like fanatics over me because I mean no one ever does anything where I'm from.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
if I do like, you know, the littlest thing that gets a little bit of traction, everyone's like, whoa, what the fuck? Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But yeah, no. I was actually on, so I just started my public Snapchat and I've been like posting a lot on there. And I was trying to figure out how to do
I love it. I got you. I've been running it.
I'm your public Snapchat?
Are you in the pay program thing? Yeah.
No, I'm about, like, I'm, like, working my way up there. Because I just started, like, a couple weeks ago.
They're very, very, like, soft. Like, you can't even put your OnlyFans link in the, like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, really?
You couldn't really be, like, sexual on there. They'll, like, shadow ban the fuck out
of you. It would be one of those things, like, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is fine. I guess.
Well, you know what's funny? You're like in an industry, one of the only industries that's like the case. Like super fan, like you know what I mean? They'll find your shit. Like you don't have to be blasted, promoted everywhere. Like the people that are into you, and they're gonna find all the content you have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's not like you have to be crazy promoting. Like there's like a world that your shit's in, and it's like those people got it.
Yeah, like they're like really locked in there.
Yeah.
I've also noticed it's a lot of people from like the Middle East.
Is it?
I guess. I'll get like some messages. I just got one like recently that was like, Lebanon loves you.
Mm-hmm. Like, love from Lebanon.
Love from Lebanon, my sweet princess. Shout out to Lebanon.
Is it just like rich Saudi dudes?
I have no idea.
Probably, right?
I really don't know.
Maybe, I think also too, they're like just so suppressed over there. I don't know.
Yeah, what goes on?
Everything is censored, you know, like the internet and all that shit.
No, really?
Well, Lebanon.
I should be more culturally like, you know, knowledgeable in that sense, but I have no idea.
You got to know your fan base.
Is Lebanon one of those countries? Like, is that a Muslim country?
I don't think it's Muslim. No, it's not Muslim.
What are they?
If it's in the Middle East, it might
be. I don't know what they are exactly.
But they, I know like in cultures like that, women have to like cover up.
Yeah. Oh,
they're
right.
So like, very conservative.
So that might be an extra thing to see a woman that isn't completely covered. Like, you know, if they're seeing every girl wearing a sheet over their whole body all day, like
right, and then you see me like with my pussy out and my fucking hair.
Probably can't even contain themselves.
That's so crazy. Like cultural like differences are just so wild. Like I was telling my friend recently, I want to go to Dubai, which is like everyone wants to go to Dubai, whatever.
You have to be covered
and
up.
They were like, you would fucking literally get stabbed. Mm-hmm. I'm like, excuse
can't
me, what?
Can't smoke weed there even.
Wow.
I would struggle.
Yeah, I don't really feel like that sounds very fun then.
Nah.
I'm not like too hard pressed on going to Dubai. I'd rather go to like Greece or something.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm
but
Greek.
It was just
I want to go to Greece. I've never been.
Should we go?
Yeah, let's run it.
Let's just run
it. I'm down. I love like it. I hear the best things about it. It's supposed to be the most beautiful place.
It's so gorgeous.
Everyone
there.
Says better than Italy. Everyone says Greece is the spot.
Right. I don't know like what you really do there. In Santorini,
vibe,
at least.
Just party.
Yeah, just vibe out.
Go to a beach club.
I think you kind of just like sit around.
It's a really good time. Some of the best beach clubs in the world, actually.
I'm going to be drinking and not worried about what I'm going to be doing. You know what I mean? Just right. Like walking around. Whatever.
That's what it is. That's a beach club.
That's how I like my vacation. I don't want boom.
I would recommend.
Oh, yeah, me neither. I'm not like, my one friend is like Action Jackson.
Yeah. Well, you need that friend. Like, I had that friend and I let, like, whatever. And then they're pissed if I'm not like, we have this at this time. Like, brother.
Yeah, we can be out here all the time.
Vacation. I'm glad you figured everything else out, but now we're like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, he's the one planning a vacation while he's on this one.
Right.
It's like, relax, slow down a little bit. You know what I mean?
I would like to go to Greece with someone that I was fucking, I think. Because let's it's go. Like, it kind of looks, let's go.
I didn't mean it like
it kind of looks like it's like a little slow pace over there. So it's like, I just want to fuck someone like on the cliff.
Yeah, outside and shit. Like, I don't think I've really done that too much. That'd be sick. Like, on the beach. I've done on the beach at night in like Miami, but that's like. Sex on the beach kind of sucks. Like,
well,
sand
yeah. Are you getting like sand in your dick hole?
No, not in my dick hole, but in you, like in the, yeah.
In her vagina.
Yeah. Have you fucked on the beach? You probably got some sand up in there.
I haven't fucked on the beach. I fucked on a jet ski for Reality Kings one time. That was on a beach.
Was that hard?
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't on the water.
It was like kind of like half in water and half off.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then I had to do like a little teaser where I was like flying around on this jet ski and the cameraman was like behind me and I had to show my asshole and there was like actually people around in the water and there was some old guys that were like.
You have a nice butthole. We just saw it. Nice. Nice one.
Oh, that show my asshole?
Yeah. What do you mean show everything? We saw every end. Now I know you even more.
Right.
What you say? Your ex was like an anal?
Oh my God. He's obsessed with my asshole.
I've never done it.
Disgustingly obsessed. Like I've never even like fixated on it. Like should maybe go to therapy over it. I love it so much.
I never fucked.
You never fucked what? A girl's asshole?
Mm-mm.
Are you serious?
Never.
Are you just saying
really
that?
I swear to God. I don't really get like.
Why do you deprive
logistically?
Why do you deprive yourself of the finer things in life?
It looks like that would hurt. Like, I don't.
Of course it does.
Not you.
Like, I think it'd be. Like, it hurts sometimes. Like no, it doesn't hurt me. It looks like it hurts them.
Oh, it does.
Like, sometimes it hurts just doing. Like vagina sex.
Right.
Like, butthole's way like 10 times smaller. You gotta be really lubed up.
I actually do it with no lube.
Your butt gets wet too?
No.
What? You get super horny?
There is like something called like butt something where like your asshole does like lubricate itself and I forgot what it was called. But yeah, I'll just do sweat? Anal. I'm just like.
Just good genetics.
I think now I'm just. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think now I'm just like preconditioned.
Yeah,
just
you're
like
just ready to rock
fucking
any
do
moment.
Anal. And I only really did, I'm just ready to go. And I only really did like crazy anal with this guy, with my ex. But we would just do it all the time. He was so obsessed with it. And I would just do it spit, no lube.
Okay, it's a little bit. That's a little bit
of spit.
Yeah, but not like legit lube.
Sometimes no lube at all, though.
You have any like athletes or rappers or anything in your DM?
Yeah, I've had a couple. Yeah.
Any interesting time?
Not really athletes. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think.
You're Miami.
Yeah. A couple rappers,
you
though.
You're a basketball player or something.
A couple of rappers.
When I start seeing your post-court side at the game, I'm going to be
like,
you're like,
what the fuck she's up to? Yeah, I had a couple rappers, but I've actually had like a few rappers reach out and I've just been like, no.
Can you say who you said no to?
Chris Brown.
Why?
Which I feel like Chris Brown like fucking hits up everybody.
Why would you say no to that?
I was with somebody. I'm a faithful girl.
While you were doing porn scenes, though.
No, I wasn't. Oh, okay. This was recently. This was like a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Well, this was like last month, actually. Yeah. But I was
no.
Wait,
so you're dating someone now?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, we broke up.
So Chris Breezy.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, it's kind of fucked up. Yeah, it's kind of fucked because I said no.
How did he come at you, though? Like, what did he say?
So it was like his assistant that had texted me, and then they were abbreviating his name. I was like, who are you talking about? And they're like, oh, it's Chris Brown. It's CB.
He had his assistant hit you up?
Yeah.
That's lit.
Yeah. And then
I'm
they were like,
to get to that level.
He'll get a private jet and fly you wherever the fuck he was. He was in LA, which I was also in LA. So he was like,
say, I need a helicopter.
Yeah. I was like, what are we doing here? And I was like, yeah, no, I'm sorry. Like, I can't do it. And then he was actually pressed, like, he had his assistant, like, press on me harder because I said no.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of kept going at
it. How was it, like, framed? Like, hey, CB would like you to come hang out.
Yeah, CB knows that you're in California and will like fly you on a private jet to Los Angeles and wants to take you out. And I'm like, okay, I know he just wants to fuck me. But I was like,
that's surprising that you wouldn't, like, that's an experience at you.
Yeah, but that's my thing. It's like, what am I doing with you? I'm just going to fuck you so I can walk around and be like, yeah, I fuck Chris Brown.
Just to see, cool. You don't even have to tell people. I would be interested. Like, put it this way.
It's a personal experience. Like,
if I was single,
and he's
I
like an attractive like, dude. Yeah. And he's like, oh, you don't so think so? Hot. Oh, I thought you were going to say no. I was going to say he's like, Chris Brown is like, might be top five like girls' favorites.
Was it really hard to say no?
It was like a little hard, but I was also like, I don't know. I'm just like, I'm like a really faithful, like locked in, like whatever. I was like, mm-hmm. It's not even like in the question. But after we broke up, I was in this Uber that had like a little TV for whatever.
You were thinking about it.
Yeah. For whatever reason, like in the little TV, it was playing a fucking music video of Chris Brown. I was like,
damn. Universe. That's the universe.
Shit. I know. Did I fuck up?
Maybe so he'll reach back
out. Anyone you say yes to?
No.
Never. Even like, Tyga no like
was
that?
Like, what are you doing for New Year's? Blah, blah, blah.
I heard he gets around.
Chris
Brown and Tyga are probably the ones that.
They're running trains.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're running trains. Yeah. Way back when, if I was single, I would have just
done it.
Let them run a train, probably. But I'm just like a little lover girl. I can't do it. I risk it all for love. You've done scenes with trains? No.
No?
Mm-mm.
That's respectable.
Yeah. I also was like, I'm never going to do a gangbang.
Yeah, that would be a lot.
That's scary. I feel like they're just so aggressive.
It seems like the girls are enjoying, unless they're just acting. It looks like
I think most of them are acting, yeah.
That's like a tough. Like, I was like, who was Lana Rhodes was the one dating Mike Malek. Like, I'm a fan of Mike. I watch his shit. Like, there's videos of her just like getting
airtight.
Like
a bunch of black dicks,
like 10 black dudes just like going like, so that would be like, I don't think I could, like, after knowing that's public and watching that, like, I don't think I could.
Does it do something to the brain?
What do you mean?
Like, would it do something to your brain where you're just like, I actually don't know if I could fuck you anymore?
Yeah,
because I've seen you take like 16 black dicks, like literally guys lined up when you like plug you,
ruining your, like,
yeah,
I think that would be tough for me to get past.
Right.
Is that understandable or not? So anything in guys' past that's tough for you to get past? They're like, nah. Everything.
No.
Someone's like,
yeah, I just don't even think about it. Honestly, I feel like I've been with some guys that were like, probably have gotten their dick sucked before by like other guys, or like fucked other guys.
Or
it was like a rumor.
That's some LA shit.
Yeah, it was a rumor. I'm not really
sure. Did that bother you? Like, if you knew some dude you were talking to was like, but and maybe didn't admit it, and they were like into guys simultaneously, would you be like grossed out or weirded out or anything?
Yeah, I definitely have my suspicions that one of my exes was kind of like bi.
Really?
Yeah, there was like some proof that I was like,
And that's not, how'd that make you feel? Were you like,
I was okay?
Oh, it didn't bother you? I'm saying,
it didn't really bother me because he was just so sexually like charged and like very like experimental.
Is that the one
person
that liked your butthole?
No, that was a different one.
I was gonna say maybe that's a
I tend to just date a bunch of Scorpios, which in my mind, which means probably nothing to you guys, but they're just so sexually like obsessive. Scorpios are
really?
And yeah, what, whenever I feel like I date, I'm a Leo.
Oh, it's close to me.
What are
I'm
you?
A Cancer.
Virgo? Cute.
July?
No. Yeah.
Oh, wait, July what?
July 26th.
15th. Close.
Yeah. What are you?
Virgo.
Oh, really?
I don't really know anything.
So we just have a little
sandwich? It's like Cancer. Yeah. Wait, you know that?
Wait, what's a sandwich?
No. I just assumed.
Oh, well, just the months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not even. He just said close to you and you guessed Virgo or something like that. I don't
know. Okay. So it is like a
centipede thing going on here.
Yeah. It's like Cancer, Leo, Virgo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyone I date is just so like sexually obsessed, like literally wants to fuck constantly.
I mean, I'm sure you probably fucking mind
trick them. Yeah, I am like a little sex demon.
Yeah, you like manipulate them. Are you toxic or no? Are you a nice girlfriend? You like, you play games? You like to make your guy jealous?
I think I used to be worse. To be honest, in my mind, the theory is I used to be on birth control and I used to be fucking crazy. And when I stopped taking birth control, I was like a normal, even keel, like,
you're not on birth control now.
Person, no.
How do you be in porn and not, like, are they, well, are most porn stars on birth control?
I would assume so. They probably should be. Yeah, I've had a few slip-ups where guys have came in me.
Plan B?
And I wasn't on birth control for porn. Yeah, plan B. Because then it's like, what are we doing here?
Imagine a baby with, would you
a
get an abortion?
A porn star that I don't know? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
100%.
See, that you're the first, it's funny you brought this up, birth control shit, because I ask, like, whatever girl,
everybody.
I'm like interested.
If they would get
like, if you're on birth control or not, and then like your view on Like pro-life, pro
yeah, pro-choice. I just like I'm not ready to have a kid, and especially with a random person that mm-hmm. I just don't want to do that. People are okay with doing that, and that's totally fine, and like that's their own business. For mm-hmm. me, if I'm gonna have a kid with someone, which I never want to anyway, it's got to be someone mm-hmm. that I'm fucking absolutely obsessed with. That's gonna be yeah. like a dad.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
not a random porn guy that I don't know that we're gonna be like co-parenting. Like, yeah. that's not the vibe for me. So yeah, no.
I think that's a good choice. But, that's a solid yeah. choice.
Right.
I like how you said, though, like, you don't care what other people do. That's kind of been the vibe of everybody. I don't know if everyone's just saying that to, like, people so they don't get really attacked. Shouldn't. But people are kind of like, look, I don't give a fuck what people do with their own shit. But, like, I know what I want. Like, if I was yeah. in that situation, I could do that. And I don't think you should care what I do.
I
like,
think it's just crazy that people care. But it kind of goes, it falls in the same line of like, people care that like you do porn.
Yeah.
People care that you're, mm-hmm. you're doing mm-hmm. OnlyFans. People care that you're doing anything that makes them a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not really my job to make you comfortable. I'm living my life.
Was it hard to accept at first or never? You were just like,
man. I just never gave a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's admirable. That's Thank it. You. A lot of people don't have that in them.
Yeah.
A lot of people live for everyone else.
Yeah, I think it just comes with a bit of self-awareness. You're like, okay, I'm aware of like who I am. Everyone's living their own life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about what you're doing. You shouldn't care about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether I'm making a fucking fool of myself, it's none of your business.
Yeah.
So if you want to get offended about it and then say something, problem. Then you can say it, but it's going to bounce off me. I literally don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I think you live like a better life when that's like your philosophy.
Yeah, you can't care a ton. But when you do social media, it's hard not to a little bit like listen to the...
Yeah.
The whatever, like whatever people are saying about you commenting on you.
Right. Like, social media does like indoctrinate mm-hmm. you to kind of care a little bit.
Yeah. And it's because when you take it on as like a job, you yeah. do, you want to care about it and you get stressed out if you aren't like fulfilling the people that you are consuming your content. You yeah. know what I mean? And you're like, fuck, is this your job? It'd be the same thing if you were a mailman and you were fucking up delivering people's mail and everyone was pissed at you. Like, you'd be like, it's like your job, like right. almost. So you,
and it's almost even
so you don't want to care what people think, but you do. It's part of your job. Yeah, you're entertaining people.
Yeah, you do to an extent, but I think you just always have to be kind of like organic to yourself. Mm-hmm. Like you mm-hmm. need to be authentic, like regardless.
That's
you
like know what the I mean? Hardest line.
Yeah. And I think that's my thing. Like people will say, like I say some stupid shit. When I was on the Pillow Talk podcast, so many people were just like leaning into me, just mm-hmm. being so mean and stuff. And I was just like, you know what? At the end of the day, I'm being myself. And yeah. if it annoys everyone, then that's fine. But like, I'm being authentic.
Mm-hmm. They don't have to watch you.
Yeah. People were thinking that I was saying things just for clout. I was like, mm-hmm. no, like, what'd you say? I'm just a fucking idiot. I'm not saying anything for clout. Like, this is real shit.
Well, I'm trying to think. I Ryan's my boy. Like, I've known Ryan forever. Just, like, I definitely see all the clips. Like, I'm trying to think.
Yeah. I was just saying some stuff. Like, I don't know my dad, which I really don't. And that my grandma actually had told me that, obviously she knows that I do porn. So she was like, you don't know your dad. What if he jerks off to your porn? And people were like, you're just saying that. But I'm like, no, my grandma quite literally said that. My grandma's fucking wild. And I was like, what if he does? And Ryan's like, your deadbeat dad jerks off to your porn. That's a new one. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And then I was just talking about how I like
got. Does your dad know? You don't know who he is?
No.
He doesn't know who you are?
He probably does.
You never met him?
He probably does jerk off to my porn. I'm joking.
I was going to say, that'd be crazy if he knew who you were.
So wild.
Well, I don't know. You don't know.
I don't think he does. Yeah, I'm going to say he probably doesn't know who I am. Especially now, like, CC Rose, like, has no correlation to, like, mm-hmm. my actual real last name. Mm-hmm. Or, like, a little bit to my first name, but not really my last name. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think he would.
What's your social security number?
I'm I'm like, what? And then I think on the podcast, I also said that I was proposed to. So I was engaged for, like, 50 days.
That's some porn shit, too.
Yeah, right. I know, that's so funny, but I was so into it. And the way that he proposed, actually, it's on Pornhub. He was eating my pussy. Yeah.
So romantic.
Mm-hmm. And then people are like, you're just saying that. I'm like, it's what I probably would have wanted, yeah.
And then you called it off. So it wasn't that?
Yeah.
Who called it off? He did.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not really like an angel.
He didn't like, but you got engaged while you were doing porn?
I got engaged, like, so he proposed to me and then
she goes, I'm not an angel.
I'm like, he proposed to me and then maybe like a day later, he was like, maybe we should like stop doing porn. And I was like, okay, we'll try. Yeah,
that's like the biggest case of post-nut clarity I've ever heard of. That's actually the eating, like in the moment, getting right? it, like propose, and then the next day.
You.
Like,
it's like, you know what? Actually, quite literally.
Post-nut clarity is a good. Thing, for sure.
Post-nut clarity, absolutely. Do you just feel bad about yourself afterwards?
No, not bad. Just like, damn, like.
What was I doing?
Like, probably would have felt better with myself if I just jerked off and not had that person over or something.
Do you think that like with your ex for the most part, or is it just like you're bagging
ex?
Girls that are like,
no, uh-huh. Not with ex. Exes can get it. What? If I liked you enough at some point to claim you and be that, like, you could probably get it whenever. Like,
yeah.
I mean, somebody like I'm not proud of. Like, I don't know. I guess that's kind of shallow, but that, like, looks like, I don't know, someone that I wouldn't.
You like stumbled upon like, her at the bar.
I wouldn't be running to my friends telling them like what happened. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
And then it happens right after, and you're like, ugh. And then like they like sleep over or something. It's like the whole, it's not just like in and out. And
get out.
The whole time. Like,
get out of here.
You need to know when
it's always
time
the ones
to
you want to stay that dip. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's always the one, right. Like the girls that you vibe the most with. Like, and you're like, yeah, okay, they can chill. They're ones getting up, like, while you're asleep. Oh. Like, you're asleep, and they're gone. You're like, oh, shit. And you're like, oh.
Because it's not their first rodeo. Like, yeah, they're hot. They know
the
what's up.
The ones that you're like, fuck, they'll stay.
Yeah.
And
you're like, why is this?
And you have to make something up. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, I forgot about that. I'm good. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I've been there before.
Yeah.
That's I feel like fun. you need to know what's up.
That's
I think you
up.
Always
I've never been proposed. I've never been horny enough to propose though.
Man. Yeah, isn't that so crazy? We actually just got done filming like the craziest hardcore fucking scene ever. Like I had my friend film. Well, he's a filmographer.
Yeah.
So he was filming it. A filmographer. Videographer. Yeah. So he was filming it, and it was so good. And it was so hardcore and really fucking crazy. And then after that, he was like, "Oh, I have something for you." I was like, "Oh, cute." And then, my friend actually ends up leaving, and then he, like, props his phone up. I didn't even notice his phone. He's just eating me out. So I thought what he had for me was his tongue. Yeah, and then he just, like, proposed. It was weirdly romantic. It's on Pornhub.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
what a life.
It was a whirlwind. Yeah.
It's a great word.
Mm-hmm.
Whirlwind.
It's a great word. You like that?
Yeah. Well, to describe that. Yeah.
It's a tough act to follow, though, because, like, if I ever get engaged to someone else, like, am I going to
they got
to
top that?
Yeah. Like, are
maybe
you
it'll
really
be, like, in
top
a normal way.
Yeah, dude, if somebody proposed...
Maybe someone will take you to Greece and do something like... Or that's, like, basic.
I don't know.
Maybe someone's eating you out in Greece.
Maybe, and like, maybe put the wedding ring on your tongue and stuff it on my asshole.
What if it gets stuck?
It won't.
Oh, my God, she's stuck. You see? Like, that wasn't even, like... Oh, it won't get stuck.
It's not going to get stuck. Are you crazy?
Candy canes get stuck?
Yeah, I mean, my asshole can gape, like, pretty fucking, like, over really? This microphone, probably. Usually. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, I mean,
I swear.
Actually, and it goes back to normal size.
Yeah, of course, it's like smaller than ever now for some reason.
Yeah, see, that was my like.
It
I
hasn't
feel
been
like
touched
it
in a minute.
In there.
Yeah, you need to try some. Like, you might unlock a new kink.
A new kink.
Yeah.
I like my like butt licked a little bit. Like,
oh, there you go.
Is that's normal? I think.
I would say it was normal, but I was just on like this dating show yesterday where we could ask, it was like a YouTube show actually. Mm-hmm. We could ask questions and I was asking some crazy shit. And a lot of the guys were like, no.
Yeah, what's crazy? Like, ask us.
I think a lot of guys don't admit shit too.
Right. Yeah. Or they're just like hyper masculine and they think that it's feminine. Yeah. And she's like, shut up and be like little adventurous.
Yeah.
Like, stop being fucking boring. I was asking them some fucking off the wall stupid shit. Oh, like if you could. So, like, how do I word this?
Some wild shit coming.
It's not really that crazy, actually. So, you have to suck off your best friend to save his life and make him nut in your mouth. You have to swallow it. Are you doing it or no?
Save his life?
Yeah, like, he's dying.
I hate questions like this. Like, in what world?
Like, yeah, right. Save my boy's life? You literally and figuratively got to swallow your pride. Like, you got to do that.
Oh, there you go.
Like, what? Save his life?
Some people were like, he's dying.
I think it would be hard though. I think it would be like that would be. I don't know. That's crazy. But like you'd have to. What? It's not your best friend if not.
What if it was like a stranger?
What do you mean? What if someone was going to die or I had to suck someone's dick? A stranger
had
to die?
What if it was like nobody was around and a stranger was like walking on the sidewalk and they're like, oh, a heart attack. And then it was just like a cheat code.
No.
The only thing you have to do is save
life. Mouth to cock resuscitation.
Yeah. Sorry, they're dying. Not my problem.
Really?
Not my problem.
I'm not a stranger.
You what? You'd suck not a dick to save a stranger?
Not a stranger.
I
best
would.
Friend now.
That's a little.
I would eat. Well, I don't
excessive.
Even like girls
I think,
personally.
I think people get weird about even doing like mouth to mouth to save somebody. Like,
right. Like, where have you been?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't like making out.
Didn't you say you had
stranger.
A girlfriend?
No.
Oh, you said your girlfriend. earlier. I thought you meant like you. Oh, had I was a probably saying like
my
point.
Girlfriend. Okay, yeah, that make, that, I actually don't like that. Girls.
Really?
Like, literally at all? Yeah.
Straight just, queen.
Yeah, I'm like strictly dickly, like quite literally. And if I'm like really horny, I'm not ever thinking about it. I think I've just fucked so many girls for porn that I wasn't really that into. And
you done like just girl scene?
Yeah, like a few. Mm-hmm. And I mean, not it's really not in like a. Like a rude way whatsoever. I think that they're hot. I think girls are really hot. It's just, they just don't make my pussy wet.
Yeah.
So it's just a direct indicator. I'm just not sexually attracted
yeah,
to
Yeah, I think
you
that's
know?
Pretty normal. I mean, I honestly, know. Maybe not. I would say more often than not, normal. Girls kind of are think like,
yeah.
More often than not, girls have a little bit of it
yeah.
in them.
Yeah. And I think a lot of girls say that they like girls just to kind of jump on the train.
Yeah. And people like, probably say for, yeah. Yeah. Say it for, clout for
I
a
like
second
girls like girls it's mm-hmm. like okay yeah I get it and I'll make out with them it's fine but like when it gets really that's down like, to like
the nitty gritty
yeah the
not,
nitty
you're not really about it.
Yeah I mean lick my pussy if you want but yeah. like I'm not gonna like I don't know
you're
why does it feel
it.
So weird to me I don't like yeah. it
I don't know you like guys butts
I no? lick guys butts
yeah you like guys asses before
that?
No
who told you that?
You porny. You
I know,
just
I'm kidding.
A
yeah,
bunch
I
of other crazy
yeah,
shit, I would assume.
Yeah.
Because when I say it, people are like picturing like most, I don't know if they're lying or what, but everyone's like, oh, what? Like, I'm like, dude, it's not like they're picturing me like bent over, like get it. It's not like that.
How are you doing it?
Like,
are you on your
like
getting
you're
on your back?
Head, yeah.
Oh, and you're like lifting your legs up?
Yeah. It's not like a fucking ass eating situation, but like you like balls go a little under.
Yeah.
Little, like, you know what I mean? I like
that. Have you ever had a girl stick her tongue in your asshole?
Yeah, maybe. Like,
fucking your asshole.
Not really, actually. Maybe okay. not. I don't think I've never had anything like in.
Oh.
I had someone like
try
like finger and I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew someone that used to masturbate with a Sharpie up their ass.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude's G-spot's supposed to be up around in there somewhere.
Yeah. A guy that I was with at one point, he let me put anal beads all the way up his ass, like long string of them. And then when he was going to nut, just rip him out of his asshole. He loved it. And he liked it. Yeah, he just let it happen. He was so down. I love a guy that's like so down like that.
Let it happen? Or he asked you, you were like, I want to shove this up your ass?
Yeah, I was like, just let me shove it. Yeah. And he was like,
he's like, yeah.
Yeah, no his dick was so hard. He didn't even care. I could have said anything.
That's crazy. Yeah. So, see, that's what you get people. Something you do something then. Because you get proposals. You get everyone to let you do everything. Like,
yeah, something's
yeah, like
in the
mind.
Air. It's
mind
my aura.
Control.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone definitely. That I was with said that they thought that I was a witch. Like, I put, like, some, like, spell on them to, like, fall
are
in
you
love on? With it.
Are you religious?
I'm a little religious.
Like, Christian?
It's, like, counterintuitive, but, yeah, actually a little
are
Christian.
You?
But then I'll also go to, like, tarot readers, and, like, my friend is, like, she is, like, kind of witchy.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of dabble. My friend, I have, like, a couple witch friends. Oh. But I don't dabble in the world of spells and stuff. Like, it's not that deep.
Mm-hmm. Just try. Imagine you could pull some spells off.
Well, I know somebody that I, like, have had so many weird, like, stories of, like, crazy shit like that. Not with me personally, but that I know. And I also know someone that did a love spell. I know someone that
it
knows
worked.
Someone that did a love spell for somebody. And it actually like did like a whole reversal on him, apparently.
And he was in love?
No, he just like could never find love for like years and years on end.
Backfired?
Yeah.
Hard.
Right. Whoops. So you just never know like the direction it's going to go in. I feel like you can't fuck with stuff like that. And that's like demonic, like freaky weird shit.
Yeah, no. I'm not into that shit.
No. It's
what
scary.
What else are you plugging right now? What's next for you?
I know you're plugging. I'm like,
not like that.
Actually, it's like so funny tonight. I'm doing this one stream where my friend and I are going to. It's like this big Twitch stream. It's like an E-Day thing. But just speaking of plugs, my friend and I are going to stick these like light up plugs, butt plugs up our asses.
Hey.
And
should we tune in? What time?
5. Well, like 5:30 or something. Probably like right now. Who knows? Oh, it's 4:15. We're good.
Plug your socials. Tell the people where to find you and
so,
all that good stuff.
Follow me. Wait, who am I looking at? This one?
Yeah, yeah.
So was this like on my bad side this whole time?
No.
No, that's me.
This one. This
that's
one is
me.
You.
That
oh,
one can't
you.
Even see you.
Oh,
this one's
boy.
Me.
Oh, thank
I will
God.
Try that again.
That
can you see,
right
can you see my dunks?
Yeah.
Aren't they cute?
I was noticing them. I was going to say something earlier, but I don't want to hype you up too much.
All right, sorry.
Yeah, chill out.
Yeah, so tell the people where they can find you. Plug the socials. All.
So follow me on Twitter if you're feeling a little risque and you want to.
Yeah, what is the Twitter? I don't even know.
Quick boner.
Yeah.
CCXRose. SISIXROSE.
CCX.
And then the Instagram is the CC Rose. Mm-hmm. Pornhub is just CC Rose. What else is going on?
Snapchat.
Snapchat is CC Rose, like two I's and two E's.
OnlyFans?
OnlyFans is just CC Rose. I should have like
one. S-I-S-I-R-O-S-E.
R-O-S-E, yeah. Bang. I should just have like one name for everything though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like what am I doing?
Some of them are taken and shit. Like
they are, but you could like pet like money talks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, CeCe Rose, thank you.
CeCe Rose, thank you for coming.
It's been real.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.